at around 20 to 10 on Saturday night, the front of the Mazarine Army barracks was raked with machine gun fire. A number of people were injured, including two British soldiers who were very badly wounded. Then we had a pizza delivery man who was also very badly wounded. Two gunmen then left the vehicle from which the gunfire had came, and they sprayed the two wounded soldiers who were on the ground with more bullets, killing them. And so it was a very planned major attack on a British Army base in Antrim Town, north of Belfast. The indication is that this was as a result of intelligence gathering by terrorists on the movements at the base. I think it was much more of an opportunistic killing than any inside intelligence.
We think that it's the real IRA who's responsible. What indications are there that it is the real IRA?
It's difficult to say because there are several factions who are sometimes interlinked. There's the real IRA, the Continuity IRA, and a group called Ogla na Éireann. Neither of the latter are a much more rural organisation and wouldn't have the logistical base that in the greater Belfast area. Antrim is basically a satellite town of Belfast. So you're talking probably in all likelihood of the real IRA, but it's difficult to be exact because these organisations are fluid, interrelated, and often, you know, crisscross.
What in the particular political climate has led to this attack happening now?
Well, I think the dissident Irish Republicans have a campaign to destabilise the political settlement in Northern Ireland. They have been trying this for some time. They've been trying to assassinate police officers. They've been trying to explode bombs to kill British soldiers and policemen. So this is part of their strategy. It's about creating enough destabilisation to bring down the power struggling coalition between unionists and nationalists in Belfast.
Now, Gerry Adams has called this an attack on the peace process.
It's not only an attack on the peace process, it's an attack on the entire political process. The dissidents regard the current arrangement at Stormont as a, quote, sellout of Republican values. They think it is copper fastening the partition of Ireland, the creation, the continued existence of two states, Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. This is part of their strategy. It is the most successful, from the dissidents' viewpoint, attack they've mounted, I'd say, in the last decade.
What's been the reaction of the community to this incident?
Well, one demonstration of public outrage has been people went to Mass at the local Catholic church on Sunday morning, and after Mass, they went from their church, which is facing the barracks, facing where the incident took place, and they went out to pray and to express their sympathies en masse for the victims. So that is just a small but significant example of how everyone in the community, including people from the nationalist community, view this attack. They view it indeed as an attack on the peace process.